Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And these days, KJN is sort of beyond because they're going out to all those county fairs. It's that time of year. And hopefully you'll tune in to some of those shows, hear the kids talk about their projects and find what's going on at each of the county fairs. If you want to know the dates, you know, if there's a county fair you think, well, that would be really fun to go to. Maybe you know somebody in the county or maybe you were connected with it in the past. You can just go to your search engine and put in Iowa County Fairs, and it should come up with the dates of every county fair in Iowa. A few of those that are close by, I thought I'd just run through some of the dates. The first one I'd mention is Adams County, July 9 to 13. Oops, I think we missed that one. But there are many of them going on just currently and in the next few days. Adair is July 20 to 24. Audubon is the 21st to the 24th. Cass, a little later, the 30th through August 5th. Harrison County, the 19th through the 24th. And by the way, that one has been moved from Missouri Valley. No big surprise. It will be held in Dunlap. But the show goes on. They still will be having a county fair. The county fair that's held in West Pottawatomie County is July 26th through August 1st, and they usually have some pretty big-name kinds of entertainment. It's a bit bigger than some of our other local county fairs, but all county fairs have lots of different kinds of entertainment. East Pottawatomie and Avoca, that's the 20th through the 25th, and Page County, the 26th through the 31st, and Shelby County, hey, it's happening right now, the 12th through the 18th. And I was there yesterday judging, evaluating the projects that relate to, oh, they call them static. I've never liked that name, but they are. They don't move around like the livestock. And I judge mostly the visual arts ones, a few food nutrition, and there were lots of food nutrition exhibits. And I think almost yearly I talk about going to a county fair is a good way to get some new, fresh ideas, whether it is related to livestock or crops or pets or things in the home, food and clothing and home furnishings, home improvement, decorating. The young people have great ideas and share them through their exhibits. And it's one of the things, and I forgot to check how long this has been going on, that the judges get to visit with the members in conference judging. And one of the things that have really changed over the period of time that that's been going on is how much more open, how much more freely the young people visit. It's, as I recall early on, kids, especially the little ones, were just like scared to death. And you just had to keep probing and asking questions to get any kind of answer from them. That's changed. A lot of the members love to visit about what it is they did, what it is they accomplished, where they got their ideas, where they got the materials, what the cost is, who helped them, just on and on. And that's really fun when you get somebody who'd like to tell you all those kinds of things. Now, many of the fairs, of course, also have a lot of those comments written down. So if you see an exhibit that you'd say, oh, I wonder how they did that, or I wonder where they got those materials, many of them will have a written report with them. So you can actually look at that and find out more about that exhibit. And that's one of the fun things is finding out about some of those new resources. And a young man, I don't remember if he was 10, 11, somewhere in there, who had found a new kind of clay product that was very easy to work with. And it was a great way to kind of experiment with doing clay sculptures, but with a material that was much easier to work with and in a much smaller scale than you might move on to when you're actually doing clay and needing it fired and all those kinds of things. Something that was a little unusual was one of the young women had made a gift for her sister, and it was a hairbrush. It happened to be ceramic, and she had painted on this, and that did have to be fired. So then they put the bristles in afterwards. But what a long time, a gift that will last forever. And it was kind of very simple on one hand. She'd just done little dots, but she just didn't put dots all over. She certainly had a pattern to the dots and a combination of colors that her sister liked. So that was something unique that I had never seen before. And then, of course, there's all the food and nutrition exhibits. And when we say nutrition, there usually are some posters, some notebooks. One of them that I saw just brought home again how much sugar is in so many of the sodas and other drinks that we have that are not just water. And believe me, some of them are just filled with sugar. Empty calories, we call those. But it was such a visual exhibit, and that's what doing those posters and exhibits are about, is making it very visual. So you don't have to read a whole lot, you just get the message by looking at. That's a A+ poster. Because I think there's something that says if it doesn't catch your attention in 3 seconds, you're on to the next one. So it has to be something that would grab you. The exhibits that were judged yesterday are on exhibit now. And again, I recommend that whatever county fair you go to, you might want to take a little notebook with you so you don't forget some of those great ideas that you see and will maybe want to try yourself. It's just amazing what young people can accomplish, what their interests are, sometimes their persistence, because they choose projects that take hours and hours. And also their creativity and their artistic ability. Photography exhibits anymore are just almost mind-boggling. There are so many of them, and of all kinds of things. Up close, one of the members told me her photography was a bee, an up close of a bee, and it was very, very clear. She was very proud of that. And of course, people and animals and all kinds of things. It's just amazing what young people accomplish. Well, if you're interested in the Shelby County Fair, I suggest, again, many fairs have a website so that you can see the programs. You can see if you wanted to enter something in some fairs, you can do that. You can see all the rules and so on. Just a couple things that I'll mention about the Shelby County Fair. The dog show is already over. That was on Sunday. But today is the poultry and rabbit show. And the 4-H booths, as we said, will be open to view. There's also a lot of entering going on. And in the grandstand this evening will be a tractor pull. Lots of folks enjoy those. On Thursday, of course, the feeder calves and beef cow calves are being shown, dairy cattle, rabbits, and small pets and cats. One of the leaders was telling me that one year they had teeny little hamsters, miniature hamsters, that were only maybe 4 inches big. That's quite a bit smaller than a regular hamster. You never know what's a good pet for somebody. Also on Thursdays, the chainsaw carving. There is a pie and muffin baking contest and the bottle calf show, and the fair parade is in the evening. The theme is a fair, two words to remember. And then the crowning of the Shelby County Fair Queen and the Hall of Fame recognition. So, you know, some of those are pretty personal, and it may not appeal to you if you don't know the people. But others of these are just a way, again, to see lots of different kinds of things and learn new things. On Friday is the judging swine, judging horses. Again, the chainsaw carver will be there, working exhibits, a style show, and the Bill Riley search. Then on, and there's also a program, entertainment. On Saturday, still going on, there's an apple pie contest and an antique tractor machinery show, an open class horse and pony show. The saw carver will be back, the chainsaw carver, and Ag Olympics. I don't know what that is, but it sounds kind of interesting. An antique appraisal show. So if you can't make it to the big one that you have to sign up months ahead to get on, hey, you can go to one of these local ones and see what your antique might be worth. There's also a peewee cookie decorating contest. it's just so fun to see what the various kinds of fairs come up with for entertainment and activities. And as I say, some of them are very personal, and you know, it's more fun when you know the people that are involved, but others are certainly there for everybody to participate in and get those new ideas. Well, you know, county fairs have been going on for a long time. Yep, they've almost, I guess, since people have been getting together, there have been county fairs. And they mostly started as a way for tradespeople to sell their wares, to buy the wares they needed. And so it was more a sales fair than the kind of fair that we consider. But the kinds of fairs that we usually think of really started with the idea that, you know, people wanted to see how they were doing. Most of them were adults as it started. If it was a sheep raiser, how are my neighbors raising sheep? You know, are sheep really, really good? Or maybe they don't measure up quite as well as I thought they would. So it really started in terms of adults trying to see what else was going on in the world. But then, of course, it soon spread to young people, and it's a great way to find out what young people are doing. So visit a county fair in the next few weeks. And until next time, the quickest way to double your money is to fold it in half and put it back in your pocket.